But take your Bibles, turn to the book of Matthew chapter 28. Matthew chapter 28, the title of the message, Into All the World with All the Gospel. But you know, the fact of the matter is, it's pretty hard to take the gospel into all the world when we don't even have it all here in the United States of America. Now, I think there was a time in which many knew Christ as their Savior in our great country, but unfortunately, the need of the church is not high on most people's list. In fact, I would dare say that if you were to go over here to the lake area, and you would go up to New Baltimore and Anchor Bay and Algonac, you'd find a lot of people that are out on their boats today and not in the house of God. I would dare say that you'll have people. Are the Tigers playing in Detroit today? I think they are. I would dare say you're going to find a lot of people that go to the ball game today that didn't go to church today. Now, I do realize that many churches today, in a sense of compromise, have started going to Monday night services because it's hard to get people to go to church on Sunday, after all. They've gone to having Saturday evening services. Because after all, you don't want to have to get up early on Sunday morning and go to church. And so the church has become something that we do if nothing else gets in the way. But the fact of the matter is, the church should be important to us because it's from the church that we are going to send forth the gospel. And if you would, let's stand together the book of Matthew chapter 28, beginning at verse 16. Matthew 28, verse 16. Then the 11 disciples went away into Galilee, stop there for a moment. I thought Christ had 12 disciples. Why does it say only 11 are mentioned here? What happened to the 12th one? Went out and hung himself, didn't he? Yes. And it says, into a mountain where Jesus had appointed them. And when they saw him, they worshiped him, but some doubted. And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even until the end of the world. Amen. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this opportunity to have the song sung, and Lord, even to be able to give back as you've given to us. But Lord, now as we look into your holy scriptures, may, Lord, our heart be attuned to what is being said, and may the Spirit move. And we ask this in Jesus' name and with thanksgiving. Amen. Thank you, and you may be seated. Jesus' remaining 11 disciples did indeed take the gospel of Christ into the known world. And one of the greatest proofs of his resurrection was that the disciples went. Do you think they would have been willing to be martyred for a dead Savior? Or even one that swooned on the cross and was weak when they took him out of the grave. No, they took the gospel because they'd seen the risen Savior. Remember this. The Great Commission was not from a priest or from a disciple or from a preacher or from a teacher or even an angel. But it was from Jesus, the risen Savior. In a little bit, I'm going to ask you, how can we go into all the world? On Tuesday, Debbie called and asked if I'd be willing to speak at her brother's service. and mentioning back and forth in texts. I don't understand all this text stuff, but anyways, we mentioned that we would talk about it on Wednesday, and on Wednesday, Diane said there's going to be a lot of lost people here. That's what you said. There'll be a lot of lost people here. This family had asked us to sing three songs: Amazing Grace, The Old Rugged Cross, and How Great Thou Art. Good songs. Good songs. And as I'm standing up here watching, because I'm a people watcher, I'm watching as they sing Amazing Grace. Now, let me ask you this. Is there any more well-known song than Amazing Grace in the Christian faith? Probably not. I mean, there are some great songs, but it's probably as well-known as any song. Even when Spock was died and they sent him out, do you remember that the guy that beamed me up, Scotty? Scotty played the bagpipes. Do you remember what he played? Amazing Grace. Even in a couple of thousand years or whenever Star Trek takes place, they're going to know about Amazing Grace. And as I stood over here and I watched, less than half the people sang. Now, I understand that it's not always easy to sing at a funeral, but less than half of the people sang Amazing Grace, even though they had the words available to them. So we need to send the gospel not only to the Ukraine and to Laos and to Papua New Guinea, but folks, we need to send the gospel to Sterling Heights, Michigan, and Shelby Township, and Troy, and Rochester Hills, and Clinton Township, and Macomb Township, and Ray Township, and Washington Township. Folks, the gospel still needs to be spread here. Still needs to be spread here. One of the best ways we can send the gospel out is through the written word. Now, if I were to ask you, how many Bibles do you have that are yours, that you have, that you use now, but you probably have four, five, six of them still there in your house because you don't know what to do with your old Bibles? But you know, there are people around the world, they don't have any Bibles. They don't have a Bible. And so we have begun asking people now, would you have flowers for the funeral, or would you have money sent to places like Beams that provide Bibles for missionaries to give out? And so we have just sent money in honor of Betty Ferris and her family to Beams. I talked to Barbara concerning her mother, and she said something along the lines of military. And so we have just sent money to the All Points Baptist Missions that provides men who go to the military, and they take Bibles. And we have provided Bibles in her mother's name. We think it's important that we send forth the gospel. The Bible is necessary. Preachers are necessary. So I ask, how can you go into all the world? And I have listed seven things. Seven things. If I take 20 minutes on each one of those, that's not going to happen. Number one, read the mission letters. You say, Pastor Paul, where are the mission letters? Well, they're down at the base of the steps. Some are on the board there, and some are on the mission map. Read the mission letters, because it's important to know what's going on in their lives. It's how you know their burdens. Sometimes they'll list three or four people they ask you to pray for. And you say, well, I won't remember. Well, as you're praying, you can as you're reading, you can pray for them right there. Right there, you can pray for them. Read those letters. Read them. Number two, pray for the missionaries. Do you think missionaries need to be prayed for? Number of years ago, we had a missionary family that came and they talked about the fact they had gone to a McDonald's there on the field where they were serving. And while they were there, the McDonald's was robbed. Now, I must admit, I've never been in a McDonald's when it was robbed. Praise the Lord, right? But it was robbed while they were there. And at gunpoint, they asked if they were Americans. Whoa, that sounds like money, doesn't it? And they thought this might be the end. Fortunately, it was not. And I remember them saying they just felt the peace of God upon them as if someone was praying for them. You never know what's going on in a missionary's life. Pray for them. We have missionaries in Russia. Do you think the Russian government really wants the gospel of Christ proclaimed? No. We need to pray for them. The Ferris family there in South Africa, they're having a hard time getting their visa to remain there. The government really doesn't want them there. Oh, Brother Lance talked about the family in Mexico. Wallace family. I knew it started with a W. But I knew that Williams didn't sound right. But the Wallace family, in their letter, they talked about the government that has just been elected in and how it's very similar to the government that was in Venezuela. Do you remember what the government in Venezuela did to missionaries? They sent them all home. They didn't want them there. Need to pray that the gospel will still be able to be proclaimed around the world. You need to give. Now, I won't stay here long, because when it comes to money, people don't like us talking about money. But giving is a part of the Christian faith. Our God is a giving God. Our Savior is a giving Savior. And we, as the follower, should be willing to give. And you look in the bulletin and you see how much that we have sent out by faith. Thank you so much for your giving, that we could send forth the gospel through your contributions. You can give. Another one, number four, attending when a missionary reports. We've had people, honest to God, when they found out that a missionary was speaking, turned around and left. They left and they said they didn't want to hear another missionary. Folks, that's sad. That's sad. We need to want to hear what these missionaries have to say. We need it. And we'll be having some soon that will come and tell you of the need. Number five, sign the mission cards. For many years, Irma Sevier has been taking care of that for us, and Irma can't ever die. But, you know, for years, she has been the one in charge, and the cards are down there, and you take your time to write your name. How long does it take to write your name, you and your spouse, maybe, and family, six times? Can you do it in less than a minute? Most likely, you can sign your names six times in less than a minute. Don't you think the missionaries are worth a minute of your time? Hello? I think so. And so you send forth the card with your name on it, and it's an encouragement, because every missionary who has come here and told us about the cards, they say it came at a great time. Now, I don't know what Irma sends in the card. Maybe a check for $1,000. I don't know. But her prayers, and she writes a little something on there, and sometimes the missionaries send back a card, and they say, thank you. Folks, you're sending it throughout the world. You're giving encouragement. Encouragement. Number six, give items for the mission bags. Now, I don't know how many years Judy's been doing the mission bags. There were people before her, but they died. And so now it's her turn, and she can't die. It's like Irma, can't die. But do you think they enjoy those items when they receive them in the mission bag? Absolutely. Do you know how many of them have said thank you for the gift cards? How they appreciate it? how they appreciate the other items that are in the bag. We have bags all over the world. Praise God. You say, how can I go into all the world? By giving. By giving. But how else can you be a missionary? Well, be a testimony. Be a testimony. I don't say this to brag on myself or on my wife, but yesterday our next door neighbors, he has a 1956 Chevrolet. That's pretty sharp. I mean, it really looks good. And they stopped by and said, how'd you like to go with us for a ride? And so Donna said yes, so that meant we were going, right? That meant we were going, and she got in the back seat with Eric's wife, and I got in the front seat with Eric, and away we went. And we stopped at a restaurant over there off the lake, and we're there with all these boat people. I tell you what, there were some pretty expensive boats out there on the canal. And so we ordered our food. Well, what should we do when you're at a restaurant before you eat? You should pray, right? You should pray. And so I just said, let's pray. And right there we prayed. Now, we didn't stand up and hold hands and sing a song of, you know, something. We just prayed. But can you be a testimony by simply praying? See, you can be an encouragement to someone else who says, I should pray. Oh, look at their praying. We can pray too. Is that being a testimony? Doesn't America need more prayer? Folks, that's what we need. Into all the world with all the gospel. Where were they told to start? In Jerusalem. Well, we don't live in Jerusalem, but we live in this area, and we can start here. We can start here. Take your Bibles, if you would, to the book of Philippians. Philippians, and we will not be back to Matthew, so you don't have to keep your place there. But Philippians chapter 2, if you would, please. Philippians chapter 2. Now, let me say a couple of things here. Do not expect the public schools to send forth the gospel. Right? Do not expect ABC and CBS and NBC and the Canadian Broadcasting Corporation or the Fox station to send forth the gospel. Correct? We can't even expect the government anymore to help us out. There are those who would like to remove In God We Trust from our money. They want freedom from religion. So who has the job and who has to do it? Who has the job? We have the job. So who's to do it? We are. We're to do it. Notice it says in Philippians chapter 2, beginning at verse 5. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. Jesus came to what and to what? To seek and to save, right? To seek and to save. And we're to have the same mind. It says, who being in the form of God thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation and took upon him the form of a servant and was made in the likeness of men. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Wherefore God has also exalted him and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. That is the job of every Bible-believing, born-again Christian, that we are to bring glory to our Lord. That is our job. verse 13. For it is God which worketh in you both to will and to do his good pleasure. God has a will for our lives. Verse 14. Do all things without murmurings and disputings, that ye may be blameless and harmless, the sons of God, without rebuke, in the midst of a crooked and perverse nation, among whom ye shine as lights in the world. Now, I know this was not written to the believers in the United States of America, but it fits, doesn't it? Notice what it says, in the midst of a crooked and perverse nation, among whom ye shine as lights in the world. We are to shine for our Lord. Now, verse 16. That first phrase, underline it in your Bible. Holding forth the word of life. What is the word of life? Isn't the Bible supposed to be what the church is all about? And yet there are churches today that hardly even use their Bibles. We're to use our Bible. Holding forth the word of life, that I may rejoice in the day of Christ, that I have not run in vain, neither labored in vain. Holding forth the word of life. Sending forth the Bible throughout the world. It is the obligation of the Covenant Baptist Church to do this. Chapter 4, beginning at verse 15. Now ye Philippians, know also that in the beginning of the gospel, when I departed from Macedonia, no church communicated with me as concerning giving and receiving, but ye only. Thank God for those churches that give, because not all churches give to missions. Even in Thessalonica, ye sent once and again unto my necessity. Not because I desire a gift, but I desire fruit that may what? Abound to your account. When you help out the missionaries, you are also going to get credit. Crowns that we can give to our Lord. Because we are willing to help the missionaries as they go forth. We have home mission projects. One in Massachusetts, one in Ohio, and one in New York City. They need the gospel, but are they the only places in America that need gospel preaching churches? No. Trivia question, where was the one going in our last mission conference that was here at our mission conference? He's going somewhere in our country. Do you remember where he was going? California, where? San Francisco. Do you think San Francisco, pardon? San Clemente. I knew it was a San something. Do you think they need a gospel out there in California? Oh, yes, they do. Jesus said it's more blessed to give than to receive. We need to give so they can go. Where was I at? Of verse 17. Not because I desire a gift, but I desire fruit that may abound to your account. But I have all and abound. I am full. Having received of Epaphroditus the things which were sent from you, an odor of sweet smell, a sacrifice acceptable. What's that say? Well pleasing to God. God is pleased when we're willing to help. What type of giver does God like? A cheerful giver. He loves a cheerful giver. Here it's well-pleasing to God when we're willing to help. But my God shall supply all your need according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. I believe verse 19 goes with the preceding verses. That if you are not giving to the cause of Christ, you cannot claim that verse. That verse is for those who are willing to sacrifice for the cause of Christ. quickly. We're running out of time. The book of Luke chapter 24. Luke chapter 24. We'll read verses 46 and 47. Luke 24, beginning at verse 46, and said unto them, thus it is written, and thus it behooved Christ to suffer and to rise from the dead the third day, and that repentance and remission of sins should what? Be preached in his name among all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. The job is not done. There are some places where they have freedom of religion. There are some places that religion has to be closely governed by the government, and that's hard. But there are places in our world where it's underground. Some say there are more underground born-again believers in China than there are above-ground believers in the United States of America. The gospel needs to be preached. John 20, 21. Then said Jesus to them again, peace be unto you, as my Father hath sent me, even so send I you. The job's not done. Thank you for your part. Shall we stand together? Number 17 in our song book, Have Thine Own Way, Lord. Maybe you'd like to come and pray and say, Lord, please help me this day. Maybe you'd like to come and pray for the mission outreach of the Covenant Baptist Church. If you've never accepted Jesus Christ as your Savior, and our desire is that you would, we'd be glad to show you from the Word of God what you must do to be saved. You can come forward and we'd be glad to have someone deal with you. Dear Heavenly Father, as we have this song of invitation, we ask, Lord, that your will be done. May the Spirit move. May hearts be touched. And we ask this in Jesus' name and with thanksgiving. Amen.